Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Ato, it's our time to be landowners. No more excuses.
Yes, but what about land issues and fight and...
This one is litigation-free. Plus, you get a free architectural plan and bill of quantities to build.
Really? Where?
Devtrako Woodlands. It's a serene master plan gated city in Dawenya.
Yes, but will it be convenient for my family?
It's got everything. Fitness centers, swimming pools, parks, clubhouses, play areas, and it's just 15 minutes drive from the beach.
Yes, but...
Yato, what excuse again?
Oh, no more excuses. I just want to know how to get one.
Now we are talking.
Buy a litigation-free land today at Devtrako Woodlands. Visit our website at woodlands.devtrakogroup.com or call us on 0208-732-302.
Anytime, anywhere, on TuneIn. Go to the App Store or Google Play Store to download TuneIn and listen to Joy FM, Love FM, Adom FM, Asempa FM, or Ensure FM to stay connected and entertained.
It's 1 o'clock time for the Joy Business Report. Headlines. Peasant Farmers Association discloses farmers in Western region are being forced to observe one planting season in a year due to destruction of irrigation dams by illegal miners. Also in this bulletin, some cocoa farmers cast doubt recent increases in producer price of cocoa beans will check smuggling to neighboring countries. Plus, Natural Resource Governance Institute calls for a review of the 2014 mining policy to ensure Ghana does not miss out in the exploration of transitional minerals. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana has disclosed that farmers in the Western region are being forced to observe only one planting season due to the destruction of irrigation dams as a result of illegal mining. Expressing concerns of its impact on food production, the executive director of the association, Bismarck Norty, said the entire Western region, which is an important food production area, may soon lose its agric potentials.
Apart from the farmlands that have been taken over by these miners, our water bodies that are used for not only consumption but also for purposes of irrigation, a lot of them have been heavily polluted. In some areas now where they used to have an irrigation facility, specifically in the Western region, so they normally do two planting seasons because they have the facility and they normally cultivate rice. But because of the pollution of that particular dam, they are now restricted to only planting when it rains. And this example is not only peculiar to farmers in Western region, but across the districts where mining is quite pervasive.
Okay.
So the advent of and the escalation of illegal mining has actually worsened and has made more farmers quite vulnerable.
Executive Director of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Bismarck, noted there. A while longer within the value chain, because some cocoa farmers say they do not think that hikes in producer price of cocoa would stop the smuggling of the produce to neighboring countries. Farm gate prices of cocoa beans have been increased marginally to 3,100 cedis for every 64 kilo bag. Now, National President of the Ghana Cooperative Cocoa Farmers, Isifu Isaka, says government should look at engaging their counterparts in Ivory Coast to help deal with a challenge.
When we have high price difference among our neighboring countries, it means that there is a tendency for smuggling to partake. And I think if you compare Ghana to Cote d'Ivoire, we are in the same stage in terms of minimum price. But if you go to Cote d'Ivoire, there is a tendency for cocoa farmers to negotiate above the price set by government. Though Cote d'Ivoire is trading around 3,000 Ghana cedis plus, but on the food, people are buying above 3,600. So because of the price difference, it encourages people to take their cocoa from Ghana to either Cote d'Ivoire, Togo, or any other neighboring country. So I think there's a Cote d'Ivoire-Ghana initiative. There should be a deliberate effort to ensure that anytime Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana will be at the same price level, which will not encourage smuggling.
Isifu Isaka is the national president of the Ghana Cooperative Cocoa Farmers Association. Away from the cocoa sector, economist Professor Patrick Esumeng has challenged government to harness its untapped resources to generate revenue domestically to finance its long-term development plan without relying on external donors. His call follows a warning by the French government to limit long-term funding to Ghana. Reacting to the development, Professor Esumeng stated that it's time Ghana looks within to finance its own projects.
Right now, you know, the state of our finances are not great, and we need all the funding we can get. In the short term, I think that would be quite problematic. But, you know, it's also a challenge for us to get our hands dirty and do the hard work. So in the immediate term, I think that doesn't look great at all. But, you know, the writing has always been on the wall. In any case, we are the ones who says that we want to do Ghana beyond aid. So I think sometimes you have to be careful what you wish for. But it's here. I think we should take the chance to refix our own fiscal system and make sure that, you know, become a little bit more self-reliant when it comes to financing.
Economist Professor Patrick Esumeng speaking to Joy Business there. To one of our lead stories, the National Resource Governance Institute has called for a review of the 2014 mining policy to enhance the exploration of transitional minerals such as lithium and iron ore. Dennis Ejiri, Africa Senior Program Officer at the Institute, explained that the law in its current form shortchanges the country, hence the need for a review to ensure significant local content participation and value addition.
We have lithium, of course, we have iron ore, we have bauxite, we have manganese, and we have graphite. But it's important that as we begin to mine these minerals, we look at, first of all, the policies and laws that guide the extraction. And we started this by engaging the Minerals Commission earlier in the year to revise the mining policy. We are told they are currently doing some consultations with other stakeholders, but we expect that the 2014 mining policy should be reviewed. If not under this government, at least in the next government, the policy must be reviewed to align with the transition minerals. Because in the previous policy, we didn't have much on value addition, for instance. But with these transition minerals, we must aim to add value.
Now, the Energy Commission has disclosed that it will collaborate with some organizations to use its newly constructed net zero building as a learning center for renewable energy and green energy development for the West African subregion. The move is to support the promotion of net zero policies and boost the campaign for renewable energy use. Director of Energy Efficiency and Renewables at the Energy Commission, Kofi Ejiakun, has been speaking with Joy Business after a short ceremony to unveil the net zero building here in Accra.
It is going to serve as a learning point for us here in Ghana and West Africa and Africa in general, because almost every year we receive not less than 2 delegations from Africa to come and learn about the energy efficiency success story of Ghana. So this building, besides everything, is also going to house our energy academy, where Africa will come and learn about how we started and where we are. And it is important that the very environment in which they are going to sit and study itself is energy efficient when it comes to consumption of energy in that building.
On to some other stories. Ghanaian businesses must invest in the quality in order to attract more investors and expand their market in Turkey. That's the advice from Turkish investors who have been engaging Ghanaian firms at Carlsbank's Trade Summit. Trade between both countries increased every year. However, Turkey exports more to Ghana, reaching $421.25 million during 2022. That's according to the United Nations Comtrade data on international trade. founder and CEO of the global entity, spoke on behalf of Turkish investors at a B2B engagement.
If you, people generally wants to buy cheap things, this is not the world. We have to grow up each other, you know. We have to improve ourselves. We have to go a little to more quality products. If people improve themselves like this, it will be very nicer. Because cheap things, okay, I agree with that. Buying is not easy, but little, if we grow up ourselves, it will be very, very nice.
Banun Sumez is the founder and CEO of Global Entity there. Now, international tech company Yango has presented brand new motorbikes to its courier partners in appreciation for their immense contribution to the rapid growth of the business in Ghana. Three lucky riders walked away with motorbikes, while several others received smartphones and fuel coupons to support their work. Speaking to Joy Business, the country manager for Yango Delivery, Emmanuel Kudo, said the company will continue to expand its operations to create jobs.
For us at Yango, you know, we value and appreciate the work that the partner couriers do, you know, on the platform. So we took this opportunity to execute a grand event to really express our profound appreciation for 400 top performing partner couriers on the platform. This year in particular has been very great for Yango. Our growth trajectory has been very, you know, good. So we thought it wise that the key stakeholders that have been pivotal in this growth and success, we would have this celebration.
So that's the country manager for Yango Delivery, Emmanuel Kudia there. For your insurance tip on Money Lab, we will finish you with more tips on accident and liability insurances.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Isaac Edu, Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance. In the last edition, we discussed fire insurances. Today, we are looking at accident and liability insurances. Accident and liability insurance provides financial protection to individuals and organizations against accidental injury to individual or to a group of individuals, accidental loss or damage to a business's operations, and then also your liability to the public. Typically, the accident and liability insurance could include the workman's compensation insurance, which covers the liability of employers, public liability, goods in transit, where damage to your goods in transit is also covered, and also the infidelity of your employees. Thank you for staying with us today. See you again next week.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. And many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money.
Of the passing of Nana Dr. Michael Ajikum Ado.